Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. In 1969, exactly 2 weeks before Woodstock took place in upstate New York, the blues world had its own version in Michigan, the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. On Sunday afternoon, August 3rd, a guitarist from Chicago took the stage. Magic Sam had been playing and recording since the late 50s, and thanks to a recent LP on Delmark, West Side Soul, he was starting to gain some attention. The crowd for Ann Arbor was the biggest audience he'd played for so far. Unfortunately, the plans that had been made to record his set fell through. Lucky for us, though, it was all captured by someone in the audience with a handheld tape recorder. Although the recordings may be a little rough around the edges, what's immediately apparent is that Magic Sam was at the very top of his game. And as blues expert Jim O'Neill said later, everyone just knew that Sam would be moving on to bigger and better things. After a successful tour of Europe later that fall, Magic Sam returned to Chicago, where he unexpectedly died of a heart attack at the age of 32. His 1969 set at Ann Arbor has since become the stuff of legend, with some blues fans calling it one of the greatest live performances ever captured on audio tape. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available in iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.